Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're
not experts at anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as we
love
said,
giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help. Hi!
Hi, guys.
How are we? Don't remember the last time I fully waved.
Have I waved quite a lot? I do quite a lot of waving to people in the street because...
Some say famous.
No! I often...
in the street.
I also like... No, because in Notting Hill, like...
Am I just... Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, because of Notting Hill.
No, because of Notting Hill, I always see people I know, like Hampian people.
Yeah.
I always wave. What do you do?
No idea. I just haven't gone like this in ages. That's just like such a...
Do you know how we were saying like coffee doesn't really wake me up these days? A dark coke really perks me up. But I feel
does
like
it?
It's the sugar, but there's no sugar in it.
Sugar in it? There must be caffeine in there then.
Or maybe it's the bubbles. The coldness.
Yeah, the refreshingness. There is nothing more refreshing than, for me, a regular coke on ice with a lemon in it from a glass bottle on a hot summer's day.
Oh no, abroad.
Mm. Oh,
like a French one. If you go to Paris, get a dark coke in the bottle. So big.
Really?
I mean, or a full fat.
So it's better in Paris. Why is it better in France?
Oh, I'll tell you. Do you want to know why?
Yeah, I do.
I'll look to the camera when I tell you this. Because the water, the chemicals in the water are different in every single place. So the syrup reacts differently to the compounds in the water and it creates a different taste. That's why some are like dark cokes, you'll get like 0.3 calories or some will be 3 calories because it's all to do with the water. I went to this place in Sweden or Switzerland, one of the two.
Switzerland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had a water factory and you taste all this different water.
I've actually learned so much about water recently and I'm getting a hydrogen ionizer.
You've got filter. Bloody like filtered water coming out your ears. What
enough.
More do you need?
It's not good enough. I need the best water.
I have a tummy ache. Mm. There's always something wrong with me.
Sophie, I feel sick.
Always.
Every day.
I really do feel nauseous.
Feel really nauseous today, don't know.
No, why. I actually haven't done for a while, but I am feeling...
Yeah, to be fair, it has been a few months since you've said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but it's...
But there was like a period where it was every day for like 3 weeks.
That was called anxiety because I was getting married. That's all it was.
I swear it was after as
no,
well.
No,
and
no.
Also, way before you were ever engaged, you felt nauseous.
Did I?
Yes,
no,
Sophie.
I'm quite a like eating. I'm like, oh, I feel sick, gal.
Yeah,
which is
I had
so
that
annoying. Like, I don't
because your
even...
eyes are bigger than your tummy and you overfill and stuff and you feel really
but
sick.
But you don't feel sick. It's like, I feel full, but I'll be like, oh, I feel so sick.
And then you hate like the plate of food that's like a bit of food left on it and you're like,
I'm really gone off eggs at the minute. They are making me absolutely...
Eggs are really tricky. I feel like you've had this a few times where you don't then stop eating eggs for a bit because it makes you feel a bit sick.
They just are like really quite gross sometimes.
Is it the thought of it being like a...
Yeah. It's like
unfertilised like situation.
The yolk. And then, no, what grosses me out is like if there's ever a little bit of red in it or something, like a speckle, I'm like,
oh my God, you know what that means? You know what that means?
It's what?
I don't know if it's true, but I saw this like video and he like had the egg and he had that little like red like little like module and he was like, this means that it's been fertilised. So if I put it in an incubator, it will grow into a chickadee. And I don't know if it did or not because it was the end of the video, but we need to research that because I think it might be true.
I thought it meant they'd had a period, but isn't an egg a period?
Egg's a period, yeah.
That's gross.
I know.
Like we just, scramble up some chicken period this morning.
I think it's kind of like how the placenta is so valuable. Apparently, if you give birth, don't let them take the placenta
guys,
when you can sell it for like loads of money.
Guys, listen
absolutely.
To the story. Do you remember Liv Bentley with Tiff? Liv Bentley goes into Tiff Watson's cupboard, into her fridge, and gets a sweet. And it was Liv's gummy. It was Tiff's placenta that had been made into a sweet.
It's disgusting.
It's actually...
How did it taste?
I don't freaking know. We should call her up. That, we need to on the podcast to talk about that because that,
it's
to me, is the funniest thing that I've ever heard.
I know. It's disgusting as well. So your placenta. Imagine me eating
your
placenta.
I'm definitely
going to
eat mine.
I'm 100% going to eat mine. Apparently
I'm definitely going to try my baby milk as well for my breast.
Oh my God. totally. Just out of pure curiosity.
Apparently it's so sweet.
I know. Apparently it tastes like
almond milk.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm.
It's Oscars week.
It always seems to go on at the same time.
Yeah, and it's all really quick. I'd be exhausted if I was like having to get outfits for all of those things, all those after parties.
I would be too. I heard that loads of these people, right? I won't name and shame, but I've heard that a few of them.
Yeah.
When they get their glam done, they just sleep. They'll be like this, hair like that.
And
they're like, oh, should we we'll wait till she wakes up from her nap? And they're like, no, no, you have to do her hair like that. They have to just move her head. Like, and they're fast asleep.
Okay, we're single.
Yeah.
You're not married. We're besties still. We go to all these after parties. We're one of these heiress girls that's just kind of like, fine. Everyone kind of, Jacob Elordi would recognise us. But he wouldn't know us. Do you know what I mean? He's like, oh my God, that's Sophie and Melissa.
And it's not cringe
from the Rothschild family or whatever. So, you know, we're single. We've got pick of the bunch. Who's going to be the one that you're actually realistically...
Okay, right.
We've got Jacob Elordi. Who else is there? Paul Mescal.
Basically, they're my top pick.
So I'm going to go for Jacob Elordi because I've recently just watched The Kissing Booth and I watched all three films.
I know, I'm painful. I think he's too fit for me. I think I'd go for Paul Mescal.
You're getting whoever you want in this scenario.
Fine, right. I'm a 10
We're
out
not
10.
Getting rejected.
I'm
okay?
Showstopper. Okay. Fuck, I couldn't. I'm getting so excited at the moment.
He's getting so excited, the nose is running.
Okay, like, let's think about it.
Yeah,
I just think he's actually to look at fit as hell.
Yeah, like, just to look at. Don't even like, open your mouth.
I don't need...
But then he does open his mouth
and
he's
gorgeous.
Even fitter.
He's so gorgeous.
Did you see that interview where he saw... David Beckham, he was like, fuck, it's David Beckham.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to swear, but fuck, it's David
Beckham.
That
sort of shit. I'm like, I just love you.
Yeah,
Bradley Cooper and like Brad Pitt and all of those are a bit like, they're so unrealistic.
You know what?
For me.
They're also a bit done. Like, move over all these.
No, they're Brad, no. Brad Pitt, if I could see with anyone in the world, it would be Brad Pitt.
No, Brad Pitt just doesn't do it for me. Just does not do it for me.
You can't be serious.
It's about the height and the bigness of Jacob Elordi. It's like this automatic thing that a girl has when they have to look up significantly. Mm-hmm. And being 6'5 or 6'4, whatever he is, it's just this automatic doe-eyed thing. And it's just, man, big hands, big arm.
He would be a whisperer. Through. He would whisper
God.
In your ear.
Yeah, it's the fact
faint.
That they also have to like hold your face to like kiss you. I'm like, that's just fit. And then you feel like this tiny little fairy and I'm like, oh. Pick me up.
Yeah. Oh my God.
As a question, are you going to drink his bath water? Is he that fit? Jacob, would you drink
it? I wouldn't be grossed out, but I wouldn't choose to
drink it.
If it
means
the,
I get
like,
to
taste of it, you
sleep
know
with
I mean?
Him, I'll drink the bath.
Yeah. I wouldn't creep in and be like,
I'm not going to drink it for nothing.
I
need to get something out of it.
Water.
Definitely. we'll take a second round worth of bathing. We'll take a second bath water, whatever it's called. I wonder what it smells like.
Oh, his cum.
No. Oh my God, his cum's in it. That's why.
Yeah, yes. I'm not sure I would choose to drink it. I'm not that way inclined. Like, I just, but you know, I wouldn't say no.
No, scenario.
Right.
You're not married, you're single. Again.
This whole thing's if we're single.
If you're single. Okay, the bath water is there, but you only have to have a cup's worth. You don't have to have the whole bath. Oh, wait, but he only had a few sips anyway. So you have to have 3 gulps of cup water, but you get to shag him.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, yeah,
fine.
Are you
fine. Joking?
I thought you were going
to
give him a really...
I just got to kiss him.
Okay, fine.
Fuck him. Do you think Jamie's going to love this? Okay, guys, we're going to go into dilemmas. Melissa, dilemma 1.
Okay, I'm listening.
Hey, girls, got a problem from down under for you. A few years ago, I was in a relationship with this guy. Out of the blue, he told me that he couldn't be a good boyfriend for the next month as he was traveling with work.
He couldn't be?
Yeah, because he was traveling for work.
As in, I'm going to cheat?
No, as in, like,
I'm
not
around.
I'm not going to be there on my phone.
Fine.
I'm
going to deal with that ish.
He ended up ghosting me for 3 weeks.
Okay.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
Already, I'm like, just break up with him. Like, I don't need to hear the rest of the dilemma, just break up with
yeah.
him.
Yeah. I messaged him asking him for clarity on our situation. He ended our relationship by text, and that was the last message I ever got from him. We removed each other from socials, and I've not heard from him since. Well, thank God you did that. So I've just moved to Sydney and went for a run and got a notification from him on the running app Strava.
Strava, you know, so many people like meet through Strava. Like, it's a real place for runners to meet.
What is
basically
it?
A dating app.
Wait, what is Strava?
It's like people that go on runs, like track where their running is, and you can like add other people.
Why would you do that?
Because if you're a runner, that's just the sort of shit you do.
You want to meet up with someone else running who you don't know, like Bob from...
No, it's more to look at and, like, I guess compete. So, like, oh, shit, you know, Sophie did 5K yesterday. I should probably do my 6K today.
So you only
I
add
think,
you know,
I can
right?
only assume I am not a runner. So I'm taking a wild guess here.
He then sent me a message saying, I know you probably never wanted to hear from me again, but I'd really love to see you. It turns out that he'd also moved to Australia.
What a coincidence.
My head is saying do not go, but my heart is saying fuck it. It's been 2 years and maybe now is the right time to reconnect. Would you go or not? I'd go.
It's also you're in Australia, the other side of the world. I'm like, that's a sign from above.
Also, like, who
don't forget about what he did. Make him fucking work for it. That's all I'm gonna say.
But like, you never beg for him, you just blocked each other and like,
yeah,
I think you're fine to go. I'd be like,
absolutely.
Yes, also, like, I feel like you're over it.
I know, but if like, you know, when someone like does that to you, you never quite like get over it, and then you're always that one that got away almost in your head.
Feels like they weren't like a mega relationship. Feels like they were like dating, like kind of boyfriend
from the
out
from
I mean
the brief
it's
we got.
Mental that he blocked you, he just aired you for 3 weeks
and then just went, oh, I'm not feeling it, ciao, and then that was it.
I mean, look, if you want to go, why the hell wouldn't you? You've moved
absolutely.
To Australia, live your life,
and like, he's there, like, what are the chances of that happening?
If nothing else, just go. You could just go and have sex with him.
Just have a lovely shag. I mean, do you know, it's like you've already done it, so like, you might as well. Just
yeah, you're not banking up those numbers. That's
you're not
what
racking
it's all
up
about.
A number on someone that doesn't deserve it. You've
exactly.
already done it, so you might as well just do it.
Reuse,
again.
Recycle.
Absolutely, we're all about saving the planet. Dilemma two. Hey, Sophie and Melissa, I'd really appreciate your help with this dilemma. My boyfriend's brother almost broke up with his girlfriend about a year ago. It turned out that he had been quite possessive and would start petty arguments when they were with his family and friends. I've seen some of these arguments in person and they weren't nice to watch. It's really weird how people like do that suddenly in front of other people, but then behind closed doors they're always fine. Or do you think some people are like...
I don't know what you mean.
We never... You know when like you see people argue all the time? But then to protect your relationship, like, yeah, but when we're by ourselves, we never argue. It's really weird.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, but is that just you saying that? And you're actually always fucking arguing.
Well, I do think alcohol makes people argue. The only time I ever argue is when I'm drunk.
Really?
I never argue when I'm...
That's actually quite true.
Yeah.
Sometimes I really get into arguments when I'm drunk. I love it.
Yeah, you so do.
They almost broke up. And at that time, my boyfriend and I were consoling him. Over text, I told him that his life would be better without her and encouraged him to break up with her. I know where this is going. They decided to stay together. ... And a couple of months later, I went to wish her happy birthday and found out that I was blocked on everything.
Oh, grow up.
That's because obviously the boyfriend's fucking showing the message. Yeah. My boyfriend's brother then explained that she had gone through all his messages and found the ones that I had sent about her. Every family meeting since has been extremely awkward. She either ignores us or makes snide comments. Here's where I need your help. In December, my boyfriend became my fiancé. Woo! Congratulations. We're getting married later this year and I'm so looking forward to it. But I'm so anxious that she will ruin our big day, especially as she has previously ruined other family occasions. I want a drama-free wedding, so do I not invite her? But I also don't want to make my boyfriend's brother's life any harder. Oh, did you have any issues like this at your wedding, Sophie? And do you either of you have any advice?
No, I didn't have any of these issues, but like, I'm really thinking if someone had blocked me, I actually probably wouldn't invite them.
Yeah,
I'm
neither.
Like, you're a fucking loser.
Why would you want to come and watch me get married if you've blocked me?
I'm sorry. I don't think you invite someone who's blocked
I
you.
Totally.
I would be like,
agree.
It's on you, mate. I really feel angry about that.
I also think you can very easily play the whole, we're really limited on numbers.
Yeah, no ring, no bring.
No ring, no bring.
Slash all your other friends at no ring, bring.
But you know what? It's just limited on numbers and...
You're not my mate.
It's a small wedding.
And how would you post about it? Because you blocked me anyway.
She can't receive the invite.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you were invited, but my emails bounced back.
I would literally be like, I just wouldn't even...
You don't even need a fucking explanation.
I would just be like,
she thought she would be coming.
Yeah, no. Also, by the sounds of it, she's not going to last long. So by the time you actually get married, she'll probably be out of the picture anyway.
Yeah, and like, sorry, but none of the family can be cross at you. Just be like, it's too awkward. She blocked me on social media. Like, blocking's a real statement.
Also, you want the brother to have like a fun time.
Yeah, she'll be dragging it down. No, no, no.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on no ring, no bring?
I think it depends on the situation.
Me too. So not some of my friends I did no ring, no bring, but they were my school friends and they were all best friends. Like they were all best friends, so they were like a group themselves.
So they didn't need their partners coming, there completely,
you know,
by themselves.
If I were to invite someone I work with or something, you know, who doesn't know anyone, if you've got the space, I think they would enjoy it so much more. I knew my friends who didn't bring their partners would have enjoyed it just as much because they were all best friends.
They knew everyone. I totally get you.
And I do think, like, that is obviously the element, if you don't know the person, fine. But I think you've got to think, like, would that person, the one you do want to invite, would they really enjoy it without their partner? That's the question.
I think it also depends on, like, how much time, how long they've been together and the 100%. Circumstance. So, like, so let's just say you've never met Toby, but we've been together for 10 years.
Yeah.
There's a wedding.
You've
got to invite. But some people would say, I've never met you, so you're not going to come to my wedding, which I also kind of think is fair enough. It's difficult.
I think if I hadn't met someone, I wouldn't invite. I don't know.
It's really hard.
I think you've got to trust your gut.
I'm invited to a wedding and I've never met the bride because Toby's been invited. So I'm like, oh my lovely. Gosh, if I don't meet, which is so generous and so wonderful to be invited. Obviously, it's Toby's plus one. So I'm guessing they're thinking, well, we might as well because you're coming. I don't really know. But I'm going to then have to say to the bride on the wedding day, so lovely to meet you, which I find quite bizarre. But
no.
So generous of them. But I kind of wish I did know her before because I feel almost bad that I'm there and I've never met her.
No,
before.
She will just really want Toby to have a lovely, lovely time.
Yeah. But then Toby does have other friends going that he knows very well. So that's just a very generous invite. Yeah. Some people can, I get. I also think it just depends on
so many factors.
What kind of wedding, how much you can afford to just, because every person costs money per head. And like, that's a lot to think about.
I agree. I think you've got to think about whether the guests that you actually want to come, whether they're going to have fun with or without their partner. And then you've got to think about, you know, numbers and money and budget and all those things and dynamic. Like if they're a really social person, maybe it'll be okay. You know, all of these.
You also
so many
have
factors.
To be a bit more selfish. I think brides are so selfless on their wedding day, which is why they don't have enough time because they don't want to upset anyone and then they end up having a shit time. Like, you can invite her because you don't want to, because then something happens and you're like, oh, I wish I never did that. I was just didn't want to upset anybody. But now I'm upset that they're here because they're ruining the vibe or they're having an argument with my brother. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely think that happens. Situation, you do not have to invite her.
Absolutely not.
So dilemma three. Hi, Sophie and Melissa. I've been sleeping with this guy for around a year. It's really casual, low maintenance, friends with benefits situation. Neither of us are looking for a relationship, but we get along really well and it works for me to have him over at mine when he's in Leeds and I've got no plans. About 6 months ago, I went to go for a weekend to stay at his in London. We had a nice time, but his bedroom was an absolute shithole. Yeah. His towels stunk. It was musty.
I know exactly that smell.
When you've left the towel, you've left
damp
the towel
on
damp.
The floor.
Oh, no, I'm thinking in the washing machine, damp.
Oh, but boys leave their damp towels on the floor and that's when it starts to smell like that.
I've been with someone who was a musty, musty boy.
That, you know, that's really bad for your health. It's like, well, mold.
It wasn't a long relationship, but he was musty. Everything was must. All his clothes.
I've never been with a filthy boy.
No, he wasn't filthy, but he obviously left all his clothes in the washing machine for like 2 days. And then he'd take them out. They were dry by then.
It's like possibly the worst fucking
story. Poo whiff is what I would say.
Poo whiff?
Yeah.
Isn't it whiff poo?
What do you mean?
Poo whiff doesn't sound quite right.
You say whiff poo.
Isn't it poo wee? I feel like you've got it wrong.
Poo whiff is a word you make me cry every time with these words that you say whiff poo. Oh, whiff poo. It's poo whiff, right?
Poo whiff.
But that is
poo whiff.
That is always also
poo wee. It's poo wee.
Someone else.
It's poo wee.
Why is it poo?
It's poo wee.
I don't fucking think he's saying it poo wee.
I'm right. You're wrong. You're wrong.
Oh, I'm wrong.
Poo wee.
Oh my god.
Right, we need to do a poll.
Is it poo-wee? Poo-wee
or is it poo whiff? Either way, that absolutely...
Poo-wee sounds better.
My mum going... oh, poo whiff. So good. Oh, poo whiff. And with the hands like this.
Yeah.
Oh, poo.
I haven't heard this saying since I was about 7, right?
Yeah, it's literally like my mum, if she'd walk into the wrong... Oh, poo whiff.
Ooh, poo-wee.
Right, that's what
it's also so true. It's definitely only my mum that ever says that. Yeah. Like, my dad would never say that.
Oh my god, no way. It's such a mum thing to say, isn't it?
Why have we never said that?
It's like my mum doesn't go she'll go shush.
Oh my god, yeah. I'm like,
who says shush? It's such a weirdo. And she'll be watching TV.
Nothing worse than being shush.
And I'll just be like, yeah, okay. And she'll go shush. I'm like, say shh. Don't say it. It's like you're typing it out, woman. Shush. Right. Okay, so his towels stank, basically. His towels stank. Oh my god, you're gonna be sick. It was musty and his sheets smelled like a combination of boy sweat and old sex. I know the smell of old sex. You know what it smells like.
I don't know if I do.
It's like sex smell. You know what? You like...
I know the sound.
I don't think I should have said that. I really pray to god,
what,
my dad.
Sex smell times three.
Times three, like stenchy.
Because you can just air that out. Like you just open the window, get the Dyson air purifier going. Poo wee.
Poo whiff. Right, basically, boys do have a smell, like particularly after a night out, like they have a stench, right? Do you know what I mean?
Okay,
like,
right. Can we also talk about, I know this is really graphic, but no, I'm not going to say it.
Right, say it. Say it. You have to say it. I know
the
you.
The smell of a willy after a night out, why do they all smell the same?
I never smell a dick after. Oh, like a bit sweaty, like a sweaty willy.
Just like a day old. So like they've had a shower in the morning, then they've obviously been out all day, all night. Like
can't say. I would say no. You've been out all night. Not going down by there. My head is not going
down by there.
My head will not get in the shower. Like I can't. Okay, maybe that's
such a lie. Such a fucking lie.
Right, let
lie.
Me really think about it. I know the smell. Like
it's like almost a slight vinegary, sweet. Almost. Is that right?
No, mine's more like sweaty.
It's not like BO. It's like sweaty. A sweat, it's like, but it's not BO sweat.
I'm like,
do you know what I mean? It's not armpit BO. It's a different type
of
smell.
I really like the smell of BO on a boy. Like, I like armpit sweat smell. It doesn't faze me at all. I really don't mind.
Oh my
it.
God. Can you imagine if I'm like, yeah, I love the smell of dick BO? Like,
dick. Oh my God. Once I was on the train, right? And my friend love Victoria it. Goes, dick cheese. And I was like,
what does dick cheese smell like?
Cheesy dick.
That's when like surely halitosis vibe.
Halitosis for the breath, but yeah, I imagine it's like a smelly dick.
But I've never had an experience where I've had a bad smelling penis or anything like that.
No, nor me. But anyway, so going back to this, so sorry. I even spotted a mark of something suspicious on his duvet covers, which definitely should have been washed off. These boys. He saw my horror and apologized and explained that he'd been too busy to clean.
Sorry, just wash your sheets.
No, but sorry, just say it's moisturizer.
Just wash the sheets. You know she's coming from Leeds. That's not that difficult. Don't lie and say it's moisturiser. Just wash the sheets.
Yeah, I think boys do this a lot.
Well, hopefully you're not our fucking boys.
Well, yeah, obviously not. But like thinking back to uni, like probably when I slept with someone,
there would probably be other cum in the bed from
someone
else.
Only at uni, but anyway, they probably would have had, like, how much
you know what?
They
it's just like they've had a wank. It doesn't mean they've had sex with someone else, but still.
Oh my God, yeah, boys probably wank all over themselves. Yeah. Ugh! Right, once this boy told me that belly boys' belly buttons smell because they wank and like the cum gets stuck. It dribbles, it like sprays up and then it dribbles and then they don't get it out. That person's Jamie. And I was like, I can't. How disgusting is that?
What did it smell like? Dick cheese.
Kind of, yeah.
You know what's weird? Does anyone know the smell of what cum is like?
Yeah, chlorine.
I don't really mine's smell chlorine. That much. I'm like, I can't really smell that
it's
much.
Such it's so mild. A specific smell. It's so mild, but it's kind of like chlorine.
I know what you mean, like ammonia. Yeah, like smell. Like I know exactly bit. What you mean.
Oh my God, I'll never forget once at uni. Honestly, this is such
sorry, we're really going on tangent. This poor dilemma is really getting left
uni,
in the lurch.
I slept with this guy, but I didn't sleep with him. I feel really upset if
she's
my dad listened.
Really just... guys, turn your ears off, parents, grandparents.
They go. Mustn't listen. Anyway, at uni, I didn't sleep with this guy, but like...
You might as well have.
Might as well have. Anyway, yeah. It was curry. And I was like,
someone's had anyway, this where it's been like...
he goes, I found out he'd just been for a curry before. Like someone
you know
like,
that oh, happens?
Yeah, no.
That happens. They say if you're a smoker, your cum, boy or girl, tastes bitter and smells different because of the bitter cigarette smell.
You know at uni, God, I'm really getting...
That's fascinating. She's really diving into this uni phase. Go on, I'm here for it.
I found out about the pineapple thing at uni. I didn't tell any of my friends, but I actually went on a tangent. I was like newly saying at this point and I ate
my
pineapple.
My cum niche smelled the best. Taste
all day, every day. And I'm convinced one of my friends did the same. Like we were all
I eat pineapple, but not for that reason.
And apparently it's a real thing.
You have to eat so much for, I think, that
I
to make
a
difference.
I was eating a tub, a big, you know, the M&S big pot.
God, your poor teeth.
They're all right.
It's like so acidic.
All right. So he stank this guy and he was covered in cum, basically. He saw my horror and apologised and explained that he had been too busy to clean. He tidied up and we ended up having a nice time, more so when we were out of his flat. I'm no doubt.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be so put off. I've just come back from seeing him again this weekend and his bedroom was a lot tidier, fresh towels. It was luxury in comparison. But that same suspicious mark from 6 months ago was still on his sheets.
As in the cum stain?
Surely.
But surely that would come out in the wash.
Mm. I brought it up and asked him when he last washed his sheets and he turned around me and told me that he doesn't. You're kidding me. The dead skin. The dead skin would be...
You're getting bed bugs, Han. I'm sorry. Don't fucking sleep with this guy ever again.
No, I would... That's genuinely my biggest...
Bed bugs! He's the reason dead why skin, Paris ladies. Fashion Week was fucked with bed bugs. People like you.
Dirty,
not
dirty
washing
grammar.
Your sheets.
Instead, he said every time his mum comes to visit, she changes them for him.
No,
but then
I...
he told me that his mum hadn't visited in over a year as she's moved to Spain. This is honestly the most pathetic boy I've ever met. Does he not know? He clearly doesn't know.
He probably
dead skin, you know, layers of dead skin this much would be on his sheet.
You know those horrible like patches of like, you know when you have like a bit of fake tan but you wake up and you're like, it's like almost this. Like this squiggly outline of like
dye.
Yeah, brown fake tan, but then nothing in the middle. He's probably got them all over his mattress. Like, you know when sometimes it's like on the mattress protector and you're like, oh, it's not on the sheet, but it's underneath the sheet.
How did it happen? Yeah, because like, one bit of wet has just dabbed
that
out and then it's...
will be everywhere.
But he maybe didn't fake down, but he definitely...
And you know what? There's probably mould underneath.
Imagine
on
the amount of dead skin. I can't go with the dead skin.
Of the dead skin and the smell.
I'm like the spit. Like he's going to dribble.
Oh, God.
I actually genuinely think this is one of the worst stories we've ever heard. I watched his face work out that he had been sleeping in dirty sheets for more than a year. He tried to laugh it off, but I'm really grossed out. Am I being too sensitive if I called it off over his sheets?
No.
I would be out the door. You, mark my words, you best believe I wouldn't even be staying the night. I'd be like,
I have
a
really easy solution for you. If you really like him and the sex is that great, wash his sheets for him. Be like, you know what? I'm going to take over mum's role for the day.
Yeah, if he's got really
good
chat.
No. You know what? You say, you're going to change your fucking sheets. Otherwise, I'm not going to sleep with you again. That's what you do.
I would say...
And if he says no, I'm waiting for mummy to come and do it in, you know, 2050, then you should leave and never speak to him again. Once a week, change sheets, hon. Just once a week.
I'm really repulsed.
It's half an hour out of your day to strip those sheets.
I'm
completely gobsmacked.
What would I do? It depends really how much. If you don't have the ick and you're just repulsed, you just say, you repulse me, change your sheets. We can't stay here tonight. We'll have to go stay in an Airbnb.
We'll have to.
I'd rather sleep on the floor.
I'm really grossed out.
Same, me too.
I'm just trying to think if I've ever had anyone that's been the slightest bit, like, unhygienic.
Well, I haven't.
Oh, well, not unhygienic in the sense that they've smelly, not changed their sheets.
Musty boy.
Don't think I ever had. I've had someone that's lived a more...
Your boys are very, very clean.
I had that one boy that wasn't so clean.
Oh, yeah.
No, very clean, very clean, very clean. Obviously, we showered twice a day.
Didn't look clean.
He had that look that was very...
Grunge chic,
undone vibe. And, like, when you live in a house full of boys, their version of clean is just different to what, like, someone else's is. It wasn't messy. It just wasn't, like, spick and span clean. Kind of like a uni house. You know, you try your best to, like, wipe the surface down, but it's still a bit of grease there. Kind of that vibe. I've had that before, but my standards for cleanliness is like extraordinarily high. So that was the worst I've ever had, but it wasn't bad at all. Like I was fine staying there.
Would you drink?
Clean sheets. There was clean sheets every week.
How did
the
know?
Room was the hoovered because I saw them different every time.
Oh my god, what
they were like different color.
That's really good.
Yeah,
because he would be doing.
How do you know?
That would be here. Wait, would you drink out the glasses? Because there's nothing worse. I'll tell you.
No, big egg. Big egg. Had dishwasher. That was fine.
Big egg. Boy, can I have a glass of water? Gives it to you in a mug. I really a thick mug.
Yeah.
Oh, I can do it myself. Such,
and you know what it is? It's normally one of the like Mrs. Sunshine mugs or like one of those like
cartoon
one that, on it. They're all random. Pirate. They're all just random mugs, and
the
I'm
big,
like,
big
just buy a set of mugs from IKEA.
Just buy a glass. Buy a glass.
Yeah, just buy a fucking glass. Wash up your glass. I love how we're like making excuses.
Yeah, and then also like rusty knife and fork. Have you ever had that?
No.
Like they.
Never.
It's not their fault because the dishwasher's sort of done it, but it's like a bit of discoloration. That's not that much of an ick.
You know what is an ick? People don't have fucking kitchen roll in their kitchens. I'm like, how do you live day to day? Or they don't have a tea towel. There's nothing to dry the hands on. So you go to wash your hands and you're like, need to dry my hands.
Yeah,
and they go, and they go, and they go, yeah, I have. And I'm like, where the fuck? And they just go, just do this. I'm like, no. That is just not a way to live. It's so unhygienic.
I definitely have not had kitchen roll in my house a couple of times.
Okay, guys. That was the end of that educational episode. Hope you enjoyed
it. Very, opinionated, deep dive.
Yeah, we didn't hold back.
We didn't hold back. I loved every second of it. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.